Foundational Arts Media.
A fan podcast.
You better go get it.
What?
What? Listen to the sounds.
Just getting
the crinkles, branding. The wrinkles. Nice. Meanie.
Meanie.
Miney.
Moanie.
It's a polyrhythm. We've got a polyrhythm going on.
Got a polyamory going on. Enu.
Meanie. Meanie, yes.
Miney.
Moanie.
Enu.
Miney.
What?
What?
You said, did you say Enu?
Yeah, Enu, Meanie, Miney, Moanie.
Okay, so we're doing four.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did not pick up on that. That's my bad. That's
okay.
My bad.
Okay. Okay.
You mind if I?
Yes.
Enu.
Meanie.
Miney.
Moanie.
Enu.
Meanie.
Miney.
Moanie.
Enu.
Meanie.
Miney.
Moanie.
Meanie.
Oh, I fucked up. All right. Well, I have a poem written for you today. Arriving at the planet of prosperity, reconstituted in the back of an Audi. Try to call our friends, they calling us naughty.
Yeah.
Cannot leave the car, we know we are not free.
Hey.
Viscount play a nice scooter, lying by omission. The Primarchs pray to Edmund like it is a superstition. They took our equipment, but cannot take our minds. We'll find out what happens when we read between the lines. Research at the library and Patrice's patio. The lion's tooth operative shows us where to go. Watch the patio at 7. They said in a whisper, your friends are looking for you, so hang tight and look chipper. Waiting for our moment, we snoop around the spot. People dressed in bedsheets, they're clearly our op. What we saw inside made our jaws drop. Gotta keep our cool, there is no time to panic. What will happen today on the Odyssey by Magic?
Making it up!
Making it up so fast that we can't even keep up with our own words.
Hello, dear spirits. My name is Jericho Dizon. I'm your spacefaring dungeon master, and I have a player in the stars.
What's up, fam? My name's Paul Zachariah. I'm playing Mr. Hall, a sorcerer and warlock.
And I have the player in the cosmos.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that the entire episode. My name is David Kessler, and I play Durgash the Monkey Man.
And together, we would like to welcome you back to the fun show, where we're making it up as we go. That's the fun show. Last time on an Odyssey by Magic, our players found themselves kidnapped by what appeared to be a sentient car. And a how do we call him? We call him a... profound.
Are we talking about Scooter?
Yes. Scooter. Honestly, it's hard to put into words. Scooter.
A special little gift.
Skid Dragon, who was realistically known as Scooter Primarch, the son of the Primarchs.
The Silver Spoon motherfucker.
Right up there, dude.
Takes the party to Melisandre, his home, to where he returns and says to his father, Viscount Primarch, that he has found new heroes that can answer the call. And due to this process, they are held as honorable guests with the Primarch. However, everything is not as it seems. This once quaint, suburban, family-loving town has a dark secret deep in the shadows under Patricia's patio, where they all pray to Erois there is a secret ritual that makes heroes. That makes heroes and what appears to be originally a wholesome call. A wholesome call.
No, keep going.
Realizes has a much darker undertone. And that is where we find our heroes. Deep underground in this hidden church under the patio where a fresh new hero was just born. They have not noticed you. What does the party do? Good. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, on an audio format. Good choice.
For our audio listeners, I am dressed in a monkey costume that legally I won't say which character, but my name being David Kessler, I have the same initials as this particular monkey. Or I should say
it's on your tie.
It's DK. On my tie. DK.
I don't know who that is.
A monkey man.
I'm illiterate.
It's probably the president.
Our 48th.
So I'm thinking at this point, stealth out of there, see if we can't get down to this place later in a more controlled circumstance. And yeah.
So it's at this moment in time that you guys are like realizing that you are number one, vastly outnumbered. There are like 20 people here, but you know, that is nothing that you guys haven't fought through before. It's more so the hulking behemoth that's like 8 feet tall that stands in front
of you.
The
brand new guy. Chosen.
The brand new hero that has quote unquote answered the call.
Well, he like took the dead god's blood or the barely alive god's blood.
Go ahead and just roll me either investigation or religion.
Okay.
Or arcana if you really want to run that.
I would probably take the arcana if that's all right.
For sure.
As far as I understand it.
I'm not a very smart guy, actually. That is 11.
For an 11, you can tell that there is clearly some sense of life transfusion that is going on just because obviously the blood gets poured onto this god. You don't know if it's like full like this god's alive, this god's dead. You can kind of see that it's like they're very much dancing between the lines. Mm-hmm. Where he, you know, in this sense, he is not able to fully like escape this kind of prison, but you don't know if he is like.
Well, I do remember how they entered here. They pressed the special brick in the patio itself, mm-hmm. and then it like was a cavernous thing underneath. Mm-hmm. So, Durgesh, we could go back anytime.
Wonderful. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
I want to try and see if we can't get our weapons.
Can you sneak us out of here?
I can certainly try.
I can help. Yeah.
Do you have any like invisibility stuff?
Unfortunately, no. Okay. No, I picked up some new stuff instead. So if
that is totally
we can sustain
fine.
A lot more damage now in combat, hopefully. Fingers crossed. And from last time, I did cast Armor of Agathys on myself and Durgesh. Yes. So you have 25 temporary hit points.
Nice. 25, damn.
It was a level 5. It was a level 5.
And you're helping, right?
Yes, okay, yes. Cool.
That is a synthetic 20 for my stealth.
So with a synthetic 20... easily able to escape. They're clearly not paying attention to you guys. They're more so preparing what appears to be this hero. As you can see, they're starting to put armaments on him. They're starting to put this like blue with gold trim with the wings of Aroa, just like I had stated before. And kind of you guys walk your way back up. You guys are now out upstairs on top of the patio. Do you guys, what is your game plan? So you can go.
Let's get back to our rooms. Yeah. I think that the move is just immediate safety.
For sure. Yeah, I kind of want to, after we get to our rooms, maybe we can call for Butler. I don't know. What do you think? What do you make of Butler's alliances?
Let's get back to the room and then let's discuss.
All right, we go back.
Go ahead and roll me another stealth check of just getting back into the house unnoticed.
Help guidance.
I'm going to roll.
I give you a little card.
With perception.
I give you the 8 of hearts if you want to add a d6 to that. Oh.
That's
tough.
That's a 13.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
That's a 13.
So as you guys are walking, like you're making your way back into the house, you guys close the door. And as you do that secret, like tight little shut, you see polishing and dusting some of the treatises and banisters is Butler. And he goes, oh, I see that you are all back and have returned well. May I ask, where have you gone? Where have you returned from?
We were just strolling to get some evening night air.
Evening night air?
Yeah, I actually asked him to play a card game with me, but I wanted to also show him the spell scroll I found at the library. It was a really cool scroll, and where I copied it down is where I decided to show him. That said, I can't believe you guys have such expansive texts. These scripts are kind of incredible. I don't think I would have ever stumbled across this kind of magic written down.
Oh, well.
Ever.
You know, it's quite just something.
Can I deceive, if need be?
Yeah. Go ahead and roll deception.
I was going to say, I'm surprised you didn't ask immediately.
This is the thing I'm good at. Really
you
good.
You can choose. Do you just want to?
What?
I'll say.
No, this one probably goes to you.
Yeah.
You're not helping, right?
I'm helping you. All right,
I'm going to roll an insight.
Deception is the one thing that I do not have.
You know, that you very
okay.
much lack.
And then, yeah, all right. I think I did pretty good here. I want to hear what yours is first, or do you want to hear mine before you roll?
Mine's cocked. Ah, okay. What did you roll?
On three. 1, 2, 3. 21.
I rolled an 11, so.
All right.
Very much so. So, you, Butler, goes, oh, well, during the nighttime, I can understand the fireflies and the nature. Even though I may not have a special affinity for it, I can recognize its beauty.
What are you polishing there?
Oh, I'm polishing the many trophies that young Scooter has won. This one
That's
is
a really
for...
cool skull.
Why are there... There's a lot of... This one...
Why does Scooter
well,
have a skull trophy?
Why do these
Scooter,
all say
that's, that is for the first hunt, right? And they go, and instead, you know, of game, because we do preserve and value life, we take dirty and disgusting criminals that have been found guilty by the heroes and set them free into the forest that our young... promising upstarts like young Sir Scooter may go and hunt.
Okay, so that's why these all say participation then.
You know, it was a much needed and a much wonderful exercise for young Scooter, and he learned a lot.
Right, right.
He learns so much every day.
Are there any, like, first place ones here?
There's the first one for this one. It's a tap dancing trophy.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, that tracks. That explains.
Yeah. Got to take extra care.
Yeah, yeah. So we're like real bushed and real tired. You know, it's like 8 o'clock.
I appreciate
it, Butler. Do you mind if I get Durgash and me a mimosa before bed? What's your nightcap, bro?
He opens the windows where the and like hands where the rearview mirrors are serve out these mimosas.
Lovely, lovely. Thanks. I hand one to Durgash. Cheers.
All right. I just real quick wanted to check, jog my memory. What was the weapon policy as far as like our weapons go?
The weapons, they are confiscated. They are on the premises somewhere. Like you are not like, you know, like you look at your hands and you remember like it's kind of like an itch, but it's not like a searing pain like it normally is. So it is
like
close.
That gambler's shake.
Yeah,
you know?
Gambler's shake. Very much. Where are my? You know,
money.
Yeah, like basically, you lost your jewel at a house party.
So withdrawal. So withdrawal. So I was thinking withdrawal much, this entire time.
You're not necessarily like. It's not a thing where you can like fully withdraw without breaking the curse. It's more so like, oh. Like you,
this
you're,
is,
you're
like this is obviously an yeah. item that I have a deep attachment to.
Yes, but you're not like seething for it because it that means yeah. so that you
because it's farther away. It's like
it's closer. Effective. Yeah, it's closer okay. to you. It's somewhere on these premises. You just don't know where.
Yo, we could find it based on how much of an itch you have. Like we could do a hot or cold kind of thing.
Yeah, we could do some sort of investigation.
Let's finish these mimosas and get to sleep, right?
Yeah.
Or. Are we going to sleep? We just need to get back.
You guys can. You guys can. It is at this point. It is about 9 o'clock. Nine o'clock.
Yeah.
You can, if you want to go, and as you're like walking, you can see under the massive door. There's a lot of flashing lights in Scooter's room.
Just to be clear, I don't have the shield, right?
Huh?
I don't have the shield.
You don't have your dual deck. Or you, okay. You know, you have your cards because they're tattooed to your body.
Right.
But other than that.
Okay. As we're walking, I'm just subtly shuffling cards. And because we're, like, figuring out a new problem, I think I do another ritual towards my patron. And that's a 6, so I'm pretty sure I eat that one. I forget if I can check here. Oh, no. I squeeze the cards that I pulled magically in my hands, and I smush them together, and the tattoos change shape and color, changing to an ace of clubs and a queen of spades.
Nice. As you're shuffling the cards, do you guys make it back to your room? Is there any, like, last-minute things that you kind of...
I mean, I don't know if we're necessarily going to go to sleep immediately.
You guys don't have to go to sleep
immediately. I think we're sneaking out of the house, right? Like, that's what I thought we were about to do.
Let's get to the room and talk about it.
I thought we went.
Yes, you guys let's are... Let's go. You guys have made it to the room.
All right, wonderful. Is it secret? Is it safe?
Yes, I kept my mimosa secret and safe in my belly.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You don't think we're being listened to right now, do you?
Well, they said they have eyes, like, everywhere. I don't know. Can I cast alarm to try to figure that out? If there's ears in
here? Go ahead and just roll an investigation.
Okay.
Or I could investigate. Like, you guys can also investigate, and then from there on just cover it up. You know,
I help. I think you've got a better investigation and guidance.
I'm going to say the higher, the better. These, depending on what you roll, it depends on, like, how much you're able to, like, basically mask your conversation.
Help, guidance.
And what did you say am I rolling for?
You're rolling investigation, or honestly, you could do perception. Stealth or perception. Like, basically.
Okay. How we approach it.
How you're looking. You're, like, the idea is, like, you're trying to find these, like, hidden things, like hidden cameras or something, like, along those lines that might be able to, like,
wonderful. Go through. I ended up going for perception, and that is a 19.
With a 19, you're able to find a good chunk of a lot of the surveillance, like, things, like, you know, you see, like, oh, hey, that crystal skull that says participant, the camera eye moves in there. And so you go and you, like, cover it up. You basically turn it away type thing. Yeah. And you're able to also, like, play, like, this kind of, like, music that has, there's like a record player in your room that's playing. So that can mask your conversation. With a 19, I'm going to say,
Phoebe actually just starts screaming and, like, dangling around the chandelier.
You're able to cover about 75% of your conversation.
Okay. And then last but not least, you do have telepathy, don't you?
Yeah, I have sending. So we make all that racket to make them think we're about to speak out loud, and then I cast sending to them. So I write in the book. I summon the book open, and I write in... What do?
I think of it like this. We have to save this god. If not only for what they could give us in the nix that they have.
Right. I was thinking that was part of Lulu's just quest.
This is not the vibe.
Agreed.
I don't think anyone should have this. No one man should have all that power, let alone all these men.
Uh-huh.
So, we got to do something. I think the thing is we have to do some combination of get the guy, escape the planet. I think are the two big hurdles right now. Is we don't have a ship to leave with.
We don't even have our stuff right now. You're absolutely right. And we spoke to the Lion's Tooth operative.
I write that
in my book. I'm writing it in my book.
Remember, I believe it was Durgash that sought him out.
Yeah.
You do have that plastic, like...
The gun. The gun. Was it, like, wrist two shots,
rocket?
Right?
Yeah, two shots. Yeah. Two-shot wrist rocket.
Hot dog.
So I do have something, but not enough to take on a room full of 20 people.
Yeah, this is a lot more difficult without our equipment. That said, I agree we should find a way to get Aroa out of there.
Keep going.
No, that's it. I agree. We need to do that and figure out how much of that Lulu has to do with.
So,
but they're on their way, and we have no clue. Even send communications out. Is the technology here capable of detecting magic?
The technology is capable of detecting. It's more like the divine part. Like, the idea is the church the church and the government are so intertwined that they're covering each other. So, like, physical surveillance, the government of New Rose, which is basically almost run by the Primarchs.
But the church can detect magic, though.
Yeah. And then the church, you know, because they're literally married to each other.
There's the church, you know? There's the steeple inside oppression.
Break the pickle, heal the people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God.
I'm thinking, what if... I'm imagining, like, World War II style, how the Navajo, like, used just coded speak to kind of get their messages across between different radio stations and such. And I would try to attempt something like that. But any communication going out, I feel like, is going to be a red flag.
So are you trying to communicate with...
I want to send a message to Lumos.
Does sending work
Lumos
for
is,
that?
Lumos is, like...
Right. Yes. It does.
Okay.
I read up on the spell, it doesn't even have to be the same plane. There's just a slight chance that the message doesn't go through if you send it to a different plane. You can send to other planes.
Okay.
So, like, if you get trapped in hell or something, not that that would ever happen.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. It just came
slight
out.
Slight tinges of red.
That said, I could cast sending, but I'm pretty sure I'll be detected, and that'll be a red flag. So I'm actually going to go... I want to talk to Butler and see if... Well, I don't even have the shield. So I can't ask him to upgrade the shield or anything. That's silly.
Here's what I'll say. I think that there are two things that need to happen before we make any moves. And it's one, that we get our equipment. And then two, that we get figure out our way and our transport off this planet. The second, the latter being the most important, or the one that we need to do first. So get transport, get our escape route, get our equipment, and as soon as we get the equipment, it's a matter of getting as fast and as quickly and efficiently and as stealthily as possible to the god, get him, bust him the fuck out, get to the thing, and as soon as we are... I say once we have the god, or, like, once our cover's been blown and or once we've left, that's when you send your sending spell to say, don't come here. Get the fuck out. You know?
I get that idea. I feel like we need their help for this, though. Like, I feel like if we time it with their arrival. But also, they do have legions of stuff. It's a very prosperous thing. It's...
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Intimidating.
I think just the quicker we can get out of Dodge, like, if we brought them all here, I don't know that there's any...
That's
way
a
that
large we, risk. Yeah, yeah, I get
we
that.
We wouldn't be able to keep them from getting into a large-scale battle and, you know...
A large-scale battle would be unavoidable.
Just from what they were able to do in that one fucking... hillbilly goddamn trash dump with a fucking car, like, you know, I think that in a perfect universe we don't get caught at all and we're able to just leave planet side.
We should tell them not to come then. I feel like we should. I don't know if we should ask the Lion's Tooth operative to send that message for us.
We can. I think the I feel one thing like that's is just also like a risk. However risky that is, that's why I'd say, like, if we wait until we are leaving the planet to send that message, then that's just less response time for them, and then hopefully we send it soon enough. But I almost feel like, especially because they could be coming here soon, like, I almost think we got to do this tonight.
The sooner we act, the better, because the less chance our friends have of showing up in the first place.
Yes, exactly.
But I'm not sure if we should wait. I'm kind of on the fence about waiting for them to show up and then we handle it together, or we just do it now and we dip.
So there's a couple of trains of thoughts that I'm hearing. There is the idea of time is of the essence. We're burning time. The more we need to essentially grab our stuff, grab the god, get out. The only con is, like, okay, how do we do that without causing a commotion? Because that will obviously cause a commotion, considering especially the weird position where you guys are, where you're in a pit, where you're ironically in favor with the Primarchs right now.
Yeah.
So you were brought in by the air, the sun, and you're also heralded by the Primarch, like the father figure, the patriarch himself, and have also met the matriarch as well with the church. So you... you kind of have this point where, like, you are in their favor. So that gives you a little bit of advantage where they will not, they understand that.
Another question I have is, like, you first.
I think I have an idea. What if we try and use Scooter as a means to get in and be like, it's time for his initiation?
Like, we approve your son. He is an adequate hero.
We convince him by going like, do you want the power of your great, 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 and so on grandfather?
See, I wanted to ask that too, though, where it's like, if we agree to be part of the heroes, do we have to take blood? You know, do we have to take the blood? Because, like, if they don't do that...
I'm already a hero, baby.
Right, right. But it's just like, we can convince them we're one of them without going through that.
Well...
Right?
There was an interesting thing that I saw in that process where, like, their eyes get dulled. Now,
right.
I don't entirely know what...
Almost like they were tarnished.
Tarnished, controlled somehow, yeah. Yeah. Quite furtive, you know?
But, like, what if we join them and then they let us go and we never have to take the blood? But the issue is, I don't know if taking the blood is part of joining the heroes.
I would almost assume so. I think that's a safe assumption.
I would say player to DM, there's a lot of questions that are left unanswered. And so you're left with these two choices. You can either kind of conundrum your own, like kind of creatively figure a way out tonight, or stay but risk them, like basically risk your friends coming in, but in the time during before that / if it happens, you can get a lot more reconnaissance and info, because you guys have only been here, I want to say, like,
it's been like a week.
Yeah, it's been like a week, but it, you know, like you're just now finally getting the answers. So now the idea is, like, you can either try to stage some kind of jailbreak tonight, or you can stay, get more intel, and then potentially, because also another very, like, a very strong resource in your tool belt that I will let you know is, like, the Lion's Tooth Operator.
Yeah.
Lion's Tooth people will do anything for money, and you guys are technically stacked right now.
Flush with cash.
You guys are flush with cash. So, like, not saying, like, if you can pay for a full-scale invasion, but more so like, hey, if you really need this stuff, there is somebody out there that is desperate enough to take that kind of cash. Like, if you know, idea is you post that bounty, and if you put enough zeros at the end, someone will bite.
Yeah.
Type thing. But that is.
But it doesn't mean they're not gonna, like, double time, you know, or like double cross.
That's,
you never know.
That's the risk that you run.
Right. Mercenaries.
I think that there's a possibility of winning over Scooter by showing him the crimes that his family are committing against this god. And then, on top of that, if we get Scooter, we get Butler.
If we get Scooter, we get Butler. That's good. That's good.
Or at least he has some sort of leverage that
that know. That is 100% true. That is 100% true. That's a good connection. I think you're right. We should probably find Scooter.
Let's go make sure we get a ride. I want to try and... I'm going to try and go and talk
secure
to that.
Secure... Well...
Yeah, transport.
Butler is transport, bro. He got us here.
He...
And if we get Scooter, we get Butler. And if we get Scooter, we get Butler.
I,
Butler is transport.
You know,
Butler,
that would be
Butler
great.
Can't
I'd like
do,
a contingency.
He literally resurrected me. Otherwise, Lumos would be with us right
Butler,
now.
Butler, I would
don't
say,
know how
I would
he did
say
that.
This. Butler is not capable of traveling from planet to planet. It can do, like, far travel.
But like, not the light speed.
Can't do light speed. So it, like,
But
parked,
it's still transport.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
So you can fly. The thing is, like, the idea is, like, you can fly... You could pretty much fly him to the moon. Like, fly him to, like...
He can fly me to the moon.
Yeah. He can fly... You can fly him to the moon, but he can't go, like, jump from, like, Arrhoas to, like, Theros type beat.
And
or,
that's...
Like, you know.
That's, I think, what we're really looking for. I think that that's good to have in our pocket to be able to use if we need to. But I don't think that we should you know, put all our eggs in that one basket.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So, do you want to come with me and do the?
I'm right ship? Behind you.
All
right,
sweet. Yeah, let's.
Okay, you guys go. Do you guys sneak out again?
You know, I you feel doing, like
you just.
I feel like we can just say like, oh, we're going gambling.
I want to take a peek at the patio on the way to the casino, to see if they're like done there.
Yeah, go ahead and just give me a luck check.
All right, man, 8.
8. You see that there is no one there, so that you're unsure.
All right. Can I get like a closer look? Like, I put my hand on Durgash's shoulder to guide my body, and then I like warg into Phoebe, and I have Phoebe fly up.
Go
high
ahead
enough
and
to like be stealthy.
Yeah, go ahead and just roll me an investigation.
Okay.
Phoebe is like doing swoop dives for intel.
Okay. Yeah, investigation for Phoebe.
Well, I'm you can use your mind. Yeah, you can use your mental stat.
So that is 15.
15. You can see that there are tracks here, but they're with a 15. You can probably guess that they have wrapped up. And they're probably have headed home okay. at this moment in time. But you would also think with a 15 that they're not far. Like they might be out and about. So
immediately I switch from checking out that area to checking the surrounding area to get a 411 so we can avoid them.
Go ahead. You can roll another 15. Or you can roll another investigation, or you can.
LOL.
Yeah, roll another 15.
18.
Easy peasy. These people sleep at 9. A lot of these people do sleep at 9.
They need
almost.
Their full 9 hours.
They need their full 9.
And we're
9.
Just heading out. Okay, we got 9 hours. Easy. Easy mm-hmm. money. Phoebe comes back.
The patio is very close to a lot of people's houses. Like, the patio, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Primarchs are the huge house on the hill, but remember, all the other houses are almost, like, functionally and distinctly identical.
Almost like a cul-de-sac yeah. around the patio.
It's not even like a cul-de-sac. It's
everybody's
more like
back,
the patio, street, like patio, a street, and then like rows of houses.
Okay, okay.
It's like you could get lost in suburbs.
Prosperity. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
So you guys make your way to the casino. It is relatively not too crazy, but it there is some chatter. There are some people. A lot of people. You notice that like. Just looks off alone. A lot of the games, even I would say, Mr. All, you are kind of a little disturbed because a lot of the card games don't feel real. Like
don't feel real.
Yeah, like you count like even just in intuitively, your card counting every 6 cards someone draws
cheating about.
It's not even cheating. It's just the game doesn't feel right. Like everything feels too automated. Type thing where it's like
people are winning too much.
The same people, like the person, like as you look, you'll see that like whoever sits in the fourth chair is always gonna win something decent, right? But then immediately in the fifth chair, they go and they lose it, and so it's this idea of like as they're shifting chairs, whatever game that they're playing, it almost feels like it's
they're playing musical chairs.
Yeah, it's almost more
there's
so like
at the casino. Yeah,
yeah.
Very clear patterns.
There's very clear patterns to where no one really wins and no one really loses.
Mm.
You walk in with $12, you leave with $12.
Mm. So it's a time-wasting casino. They probably want you to spend money on food and room and board. Shame.
But with that,
well, if
Durgash,
you know those patterns, maybe you can maybe cheat the system real quick.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're trying to be under the radar, right? Or are we actually trying to like ball out here?
You know, I mean,
what's the goal here?
When in Rome, when in fantasy.
Do we really
Rome?
Have time to ball out right now, though?
I say it more of it in terms of like, look, if you go to a casino and you don't do anything at the casino,
okay. That here's would be more here's weird. My compromise. As we walk through, because we're going somewhere else right now to find transportation, I. Try to sift out the patterns and wait for the opportunity where someone just lost in the idea that, okay, it just lost. How many more before a win, right?
Go ahead and just either...
Like a slot machine. People are at slot machines. They get up from one, the fourth chair on each slot.
Go ahead and just roll me a luck check.
Okay. Ooh.
Ooh.
No! No. All right, 18.
18? Very easily. You just see someone go, oh, drats. Looks like I lost this one again, Chuck. And then, all right, Bill, your turn.
I hit the spinner, and I don't know. This might be a stretch, but car.
It's instead of car, it's
Lucky Sevens or something.
It's the smiling face of like of just a straight androgynous face of like just some happy face.
Just a smiling emoji.
Smiling emoji, and that just like go ahead and roll three D100s.
Three D100s. 55,
90, 90, 12. I'm sorry.
Go.
How much is that total? What'd you say?
55, 90, 12.
You win 157 credits.
Okay.
Nice.
Epic, 157 credits. Love it.
But yeah, but you see, it's like, and then... someone you go and then you see the next over, they lose like 100 credits, so they're left with 57, and it's the idea of just like consistently.
Okay,
they're just like they're doing that swiping the screen thing.
Yeah,
I take my winnings and I get us like some more drinks. What are you drinking?
I think there might be some. I think I'm good on drinks for now. There might be some actually. Some cooler games in the back.
Yeah. I grab a glass of like whatever the equivalent of champagne is, and I give money to the guy, like whatever, yeah. 20 credits.
Yeah.
I kind of like poof up my shirt. I get it a little bit looser, my kimono. Mm-hmm. And I just start kind of like rubbing my hands together. As I try to look for some sort of like automotive display and a clearly rigged game.
Easy. So when it comes to automotive display, like you're talking about like a computerized poker game type thing.
When I say automotive display, I mean like, you know, at the mall, how they've got cars on display, like a car show, but you're playing a clearly like rigged game. To win the car.
Okay. Go ahead and just roll me a luck check.
Okay. 18 again.
18? With an 18, you don't find... You see, like, there is a fancy, like, motorcycle. And that's the closest thing that you can find. And it's, like, a real, like, man's motorcycle. Big engine. And it's, like, you can see a bunch...
Enough to pull three people?
It is three enough bodies. To pull three people. All
right.
It's this idea, though, like, you could just see all these, like, men that look all the same, that wear all the same clothes, all looking and go, man, how lucky would I be? And they just picture themselves riding it.
I walk up to one of them.
There's, like, a hollow projection. Like,
bump him with my elbow. Not, like, to knock him over, but to, like, get his attention. Mm-hmm. And I try to, like, just blend in. So I want to deceive by blending in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this... machine is of a fine craft. Any man who wins it would be so lucky.
I hope that would be me.
I try to cheers him.
Yes, indubitably, and good luck to you. Mm.
And I cheers him.
Thanks, bud.
Anytime.
What's your name?
I'm Mr. Hall. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Hi, my name's Chadriel.
Hello, Chadriel. A pleasure to meet you this evening. What brings you to the casino?
Well, you know, it's...
Trying to win the motorcycle?
Well, you know, it's the weekend, so of course we all go to the casino. Right, boys? And you hear a horrifying unanimous yes.
Yes!
Yes, yes. Quiet. Are you in line?
Oh, no. We're all just marveling. We're waiting until someone decides to go for... Oh, look! Todd's going for it! You see...
Yes, Todd, go!
Todd, it is a button. It is just a simple button. The credit cost to play this game is 50,000 credits.
All right. Radical.
Which is a lifetime for these people. It's 50
I was going to say 50,000 clearly,
and I swirl around my champagne.
Yeah. And you see that it's just a button. It's just a button. That's it.
Lovely. A great game of skill and wit, of course.
And like, there's no... is there a spinner they have to... it's just a button?
And you press the button.
So, or, it's so clearly a
random
doing?
Number generator.
Todd is going, all right.
Yes, Todd, go. Go.
You go. And
push that button.
You see he presses the button. And then you just see a moment passes. And then... go ahead and roll. Just roll me a D100, or Durgash, you can do it.
Six.
Six. You become a potted plant.
Me?
Todd becomes a potted
Todd,
plant.
Todd
becomes a potted plant.
That's hilarious.
Incredible.
And then
incredible.
You see that immediately after an anvil comes, smashes the potted plant.
Oh my god! That's hilarious.
And everyone just goes. Oh, drats.
Not again.
You see a vacuum comes up, like a Roomba comes up and cleans up Todd.
Okay, okay. Did he do, like, would he have technically done a roll? Is that what happened? Or did he just roll on the wild magic table? Like,
you have no idea.
Okay, okay. All right. Well.
Yes, boys, cheers. My time has come.
And I get in line. I'm about to press the fucking button.
There's no line. Everyone's
there's
watching.
There's no line.
It's just one.
Come on, so Chasmodius. This is
actually,
got this.
This is actually like a spectacle. Only normal, like, you hear a lot of like commotion when you go up. They're like, normally only one person does it every weekend, but we get two. This is such a treat.
Yes, yes, everyone, please look around. Watch as I risk everything.
Yes, yes, and I finish off the champagne, and I like shake out my sleeves to loosen them, and Phoebe gets the cue to like run down my sleeve, and she's gonna give me the help action as I press this button, if that applies.
I'm gonna say she will give you advantage on this roll.
All right,
if you want,
you know,
if
that's fair.
Okay, here's,
I would also like to like slick my hair back a little bit, mm-hmm, and cast guidance on myself.
Okay. Here's how this works. You can stack as many like magical advantages as you want. You can sink as many spell slots as you want. You're going to roll a D100.
Mm-hmm.
You need to hit. The range is either between 1 to 5 or 95 to 100. So you have a 1 in 10 chance.
Dude, Todd was so close to winning that. What the fuck?
That's actually real, though. Yeah. Damn.
Oh my god.
You so
so the, 1 to what, 5 or yes, 95 so 96 one, to 100.
Yeah. No, 95 to 100.
95. Okay. Nice.
So you have
nice.
So it's 0 1.
It's like a 1 in 10 chance. 0
5. Yeah, it's
all right,
technically
all right.
1
you
in 10.
You can only do either 1 through 100 or 0 through 99.
No, it, you can
with
you
the D100 die.
Yeah, but you can do 0 zeros. If everything's 0, that's 100.
That's 100. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
However you read it.
So if it so 1 to 5. So 0 on the 10 die. So
what does 0 0 equate to on that?
0 0 equates to just single digits unless the single digit die
is also a
is
0.
Also a 0, then it becomes 100.
Wouldn't that be a 10 then?
No. Because if you do 1 on the doubles digit, it's 1 0, and then you get a 0. That's 10.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So?
Interpretation, yeah. Everybody, yeah. I don't know what else I can really add to this, though. I don't really have a whole lot that...
I will allow you to sink any magic spell. Like, I don't care. Like, you know, this you're just channeling
your magic. So I could just
magic.
Spend a spell slot?
You can spend as many spell slots. It doesn't matter what the level
how
is.
How much does that contribute?
One. It counts as one reroll.
But if it's like a level 5 spell slot,
it's a 1 reroll.
Oh, a reroll. Okay.
So here's how it goes. You sink the 50.
All right, deal.
The idea is that there's a moment that passes, and this is when you are like
easy money.
This is for in game wise mechanics, you are channeling a fuck ton of magic.
Absolutely.
Like you're not like it's not actually visual. Like you're not like Like the yeah, you're
I would dare say that this is the strongest my connection has been with my patron ever, even in my past life. Somehow all of a sudden just remembering to pay homage to the patron has opened so many doors.
Yeah. I will also say only one cantrip allowed. Otherwise, you're going to sink like 20,000 cantrips.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to try to spend... Would I be able to cast guidance for each of those rerolls? Would guidance even...
No. Guidance
won't help in this?
So, okay, forget the spell effect. It's just channeling magic. All you're doing. All
right.
So how much are you doing first?
What do you mean?
Oh, do you need to choose how much you're sinking into it?
How much you're sinking into it now?
You can't just roll and
you
then
can't roll okay, until okay. you make it.
Okay. Stakes. Let's stakes. See what I got.
Here we go, baby.
Well, like, if we're going now, yeah, I think this is the best time to spend my level one spell slots. So I'm going to spend maybe also level two spell slots. I'm going to spend
just let 10 me know.
Spell slots.
Okay. So you have 10 tries plus Phoebe's
help
and then guidance. So a total of 12.
12. Okay.
A 12-er. What is Durgash doing while Mr. Hall steps up there?
Oh, my fucking God. I'm going to go and go try and talk to the contact.
Okay. Cool.
That's one.
Before we continue, I'm going to pause on you because we're going to go to him because okay, I really want to give this the time.
Do you want me to roll these out while you're doing that? No, don't roll them out.
Don't roll them out because we're going
to roll
them.
First one was 27.
First one was 27. Okay. So as everyone goes and has a gasp, you kind of sneak, passively make your way back and you go, you ask the bartender for a specific drink and then all of a sudden he pulls a lever and then a secret staircase goes down.
Oh,
and that's where you, were.
It's like that bartender, the fake bartender thing where you take the steps down and you go down, but it's like actually real.
Yeah. No, really.
Yeah.
You go and it goes, then you do it for real though. Yeah. So you go down and you see the contact. As he turns around, you see that it is a man. He looks almost exactly like everybody else, but there is just a certain twinge about him that is different.
He's got a little color in his eyes.
He does, and he has a full head of hair.
Wait, are you telling me none of these fucking people
They all have receding hairlines except for Scooter and Viscount.
Tell me there's a variety between the like concave and the convex.
Oh yeah, no,
like
it's all it's all thinning somehow.
Okay.
You know?
Oh my God.
You see
it gives Earl this, of Sandwich.
He like it's the one like, you know, in the City Full of Squares, like the one that's like, "Man, like I only do this cuz I have to," type thing. So he's got the full like in the Case of Rebellion, full like 80s style like long rocker locks type beat. No. He says, "Yeah, welcome back. I'm glad you didn't have to use the armaments I gave you, but how can I help? How'd everything go?"
Things are a little sketchy now. In fact, we've got something we've got to do that's going to be a little bit planet-changing. Planet-changing. So I've got a request, a job, if you will, and some information to give as well.
Say the word. I'll post it.
In the next hours, we need a ship with FTL capabilities to get us out of the system ASAP. ASAP. Now, I feel like it's worth it to warn you what the fuck is going on. Are you sure that this place is safe? We were...
Oh, yeah. You see, there's a CCTV, and it is a gentleman's club, and it's just everyone's just smoking a bunch of cigars here.
Wonderful.
Like, it's a bunch of, like, holograms type beat. But it's realistically, the only real physical thing is this table that you guys are talking at.
Star Trek holodeck.
Mm-hmm.
We found the god. We found their god. The one that they've been praying to this whole time. Not only did we find them, we discovered the whole plot of their theocracy.
I'm going to go ahead and just roll a intelligence saving throw.
Uh-oh.
16.
Oop, okay. Oop.
You see he doesn't pass out, so that's a good thing. But you see he starts going like almost like haywire. He's like,
he's turning rabid.
Oh my god.
Foaming at
the
mouth.
He goes into like the cabinet, pulls out fucking spray can, sprays his mouth and inhales that shit and goes, I fucking told them, man. I fucking told them this shit was crazy. You see behind the drapes, boom, removes it. Huge, huge red lines. They're like,
oh my god.
I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it because I saw the heroes. I see them every time. They all look the fucking same, man. They have the stupid fucking masks on, but I've seen them taking off.
Man. Like, what's it about?
The hair. It's not the hairline. I'm talking about the heroes here. I'm not talking about these fucking squares, man. The fucking squares. Because I'm telling you, they're harvesting their hairlines to pave it to the fucking heroes, man. I'm telling you. That's why I wear this. You see, he pulls out a bald cap, puts that shit on over his head. He's like, I fucking told you. And no one believes me. No one believes. That's why I fucking went for the lion's tooth. Because I think and I thought and I waited and I waited and I waited. And I collected my dad. I collected my thoughts. See, it all connects back to him. And he points at Scooter Primark. Points at Scooter Primark.
It's more of like his really honestly not even his father as much as his mother, but both of them. He's the only one who has. But here's the thing. Imagine they're using essentially the half dead carcass of their god to do these sort of, let's call them, hair transplants. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to do a heist. Get the god off, out of the fucking galaxy. Out of this shit. We're trying to get them out. I have some credits to drop. I am more than willing to spend. I mean, I'm gonna show off a fucking $100,000.
$100,000?
I'm gonna drop down $100,000. Like, we need this ship. FTL. Stealth capabilities, all of it. We need it fast. The sooner that we can get this off and get out of here, the better. But I also wanted to warn you, as someone who lives on this planet, that's going to mean big change. And not only will that bring danger, but it'll bring opportunity for you as well.
I'm going to go ahead and just roll me like insight check. I'm going to roll another intelligence save. The DC is 15.
Insight. Insight's pretty good.
He got up to 15 on the die, so that's good.
In order to vamp real quick, I think it'd be really funny if Mr. Hall just started profusely sweating before he actually starts his
yes.
button presses.
Yes.
Like, he's about to press it, he just barely touches it, doesn't even press it. I'm like getting up there, I'm like, I need another drink before I do this.
You see, Shots of tequila. Yeah, in unison, everyone has a shot of tequila, and they take it at the same time.
There's no lime or anything.
No lime, no anything. They're like, wow, that's so bitter.
Here now, and for the dead, I clink it and I drink it.
And they go,
and dude, that was only shake myself 13 out.
13 on insight.
And we cut
13
back.
On insight. This dude is full-blown bonkers, but you know this motherfucker is down.
Full-blown
and
bonkers.
He goes on a 15. He goes, this is it. This is my fucking moment, man. It's my fucking moment. Oh my god. Oh my god. You see? He goes and like this is what he does. He goes, takes a knife, a vibro knife, goes, chops off his thumb, takes the thumb, puts it in a thumb keyhole that is designed for his thumb, turns it, right? His hand is bleeding for, he doesn't fucking care.
You could have just put your thumb in never mind.
You see that? The reason why he does that is the thumb, it takes the thumb and it holds it. But you see, opens up, cryo cased in. I fucking got this, man. I fucking got this. I know the day like this happened. The day this fucking planet burns and I'm ready. And you see, he pulls out a vial of gold blood. He has one. And he's like, just say the fucking word, man. I'm gonna take this shit. I'm gonna go fucking bonkers. For your fucking shit, man, I fucking got you. And do you throw down? Like, he will help arrange it, but he's like, do you want to throw down that the money? Basically, you're like, he's like double confirming, like, are you sure you want to spend? Like he tells you, $100,000 can get you great. 250 will get you.
and I know the fucking best, and I know him, and he's fucking sick, and he and I've been talking to him during the late nights while I'm down here with these fucking hollow projections. That lady fucking smoked the same cigar 4,036 two times. Okay, I fucking can't anymore.
I can do 250.
I can you go down 250. You throw down 250. He's like, I fucking got you. I fucking got you. I'm so ready. And you see also too, like for the, he's like, finally. And another like thing goes down. Boom. Huge set of firearms. This person has been amassing like everything. He's like, the day's the day. Today's the day that crabs fries. Like this is like, you know, but
Eugene Primark.
Yeah. But very much so, like, he doesn't even tell you his name to nothing. But he is so ready to go. And he's like, I'll get everything ready. Fucking just give me the word, man. He hands you like a one-time burner. And he's like, boom. And he's
like a phone?
Like it's basically like a flare gun of sorts, but it's not actually a flare gun. It's just basically you emit a signal,
radio,
a signal that he once he hears, he's like, all right, go time.
Now, should I hit this when we need the transport, or is that just like go ape shit moment?
Fucking go ape shit moment.
Go ape shit.
He,
nice.
Yeah, but you see that like. There is an assortment of like rifles here. Your weapons are not here, but he like hands you like he hands you like a heavy repeater.
Contraband.
Oh my god, it's all contraband. Like none of this shit is allowed at all. Like but you know, like all these weapons are meticulously cleaned. They're all polished. They like he's been waiting.
Is it wrong to be concerned that he's about to shoot up that gold blood?
Huh?
I don't know.
Super
concerned.
I'm gonna be super 1000% with you. This guy is fucking crazy.
He's so crazy he could resist it, or like.
Not that he's resistant. So from what you know, that this thing alters your body genetically.
Yeah.
So what it does, but however.
So it doesn't brainwash.
There was also the I think the thing that we're missing is there was the ritual. During that,
you know,
process.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So valid. That's what I was gonna say. That is missing here. So you have no idea what this would look like.
All right. Fair enough.
Think of it as He-Man calling the power without the sword to channel it. Type beat.
Interesting.
Nothing happens.
He becomes like a hulking behemoth type thing, but I'm not gonna say that's like what happens. But it's along those lines of like.
Okay. So he'll like. Muscle up.
He'll, you don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
So, as that happens, we're going to shift over to Mr. Hall.
We got 11 more rolls, right?
You have 11 more rolls.
Okay. I already rolled these ones, right?
Zeros. Check it. Check it.
Really?
Check it.
No way.
Holy shit. Yo!
Literally. Literally, patron,
yes.
Patron connection. Bro.
Was that the second roll?
That was the second roll,
bro.
Dude.
So, you finally, after
I immediately cast sending to Durgesh and I say, transport secured.
As this happens, full well, fucking something happens that never happens before. Everyone waits for you to get crushed by an anvil, and then you get put as
a cool breeze brushes past everybody, lifting toupees off of their heads.
Oh, yeah. Instead of a gentle breeze, it is a mighty rush of wind for a very faint moment. A spurt. You get elevated on this platform as a golden light showers upon you. You are the Primarch's chosen. Oh my gosh. A woman in this like this holographic hard light woman comes out in this scantily clad bikini and hands you these like physical keys. Of the motorcycle.
The motorcycle. Man, I just need to get my steering wheel.
Yeah.
That's all I need, bro.
Can I get an assault cannon?
Fuck it. Yeah.
Sweet.
He's ready to roll. You see that he has like a fucking like minigun that he's going to use.
Yes.
Fantastic.
He's basically that guy from Mad Max now that I think about it. Spray can.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
But it's at this moment in time that... He's basically like preparing. So he goes, he calls, you see, he pulls out like this, instead of like a normal like intergalactic radio that someone might use.
Bless you.
He pulls out this crazy like a DIY insane CB radio that just like tunes shit in. He goes, and you just hear him go, "I fucking told you somebody would come," and just more garbled transmission as you kind of like walk out. You obviously, you don't walk out with the rifle with you, obviously.
No,
but he will have it ready for you. Like, it will, like, it's kind
of
like
you can't fit some of that in your clothes.
I'm just teasing. Is that an assault rifle? Or you have to see me?
You could probably fit like a good sized shotgun in your pants. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if it are you, we maybe we could leave it in the car that we just got.
We got a motorcycle. We could put it in the cargo compartment. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But those are only so big. So bring maybe handguns.
Yeah.
Hand cannons. I do like hand cannons. I like hand cannons.
I do want to still get my. My own weapons.
Oh, 100%, dude. How is your itch right now? Is it more intense or less intense?
What itch? You see his hands are just like...
Well, did we meet back up then?
Yeah.
Okay.
You, Durgash, you walk out to a hollow woman handing Mr. Hall the keys as everyone is sobbing. Like, this is a moment, like, basically, like, the idea of, like, oh my god!
I go the extra mile and
the
I get...
full bullpen!
Round of tequila shots for everybody within a 10-foot radius of me at that moment.
The place gives the free bottles of tequila out.
Yes.
You know?
And I stuff as many as I can into my robes.
Good one.
Roll a D4. Okay.
I think we're good here now that you've pretty much cleared the house. D4 plus one.
Three bottles of tequila.
Three bottles.
Nice. I gotta write
three
that down.
Three bottles of tequila. Full on.
Finally,
Sandra
a real
brand.
Reason to update my character sheet.
Yes. Yeah.
I am become drunk. Driver of cars. Motorcycles, my bad.
But at this moment, you guys have gotten what you need. Is there anything else you want to do at the casino?
No.
What are the chances that Butler's there, actually?
Butler, like if you roll another 100 on the D100.
All right, let's see it. You know what? I rolled those already too, so let's switch it up. No, 31.
31?
Yeah.
Okay, no, he's not there.
No.
But yeah, you guys go and you make your way back. Do you guys like sleep, rest? Is there anything that you want to do? Because this pretty much be like...
You know, I've got all... I mean, I still have all my stuff, you know, all things considered.
Did I spend every one of those spell slots or did I only spend...
You spend every one of those.
Okay, let me subtract those real quick. I said I was going to spend 8... zero out of 8 of those. So I could do well with a rest. A rest would benefit me.
I don't
at this
know
point.
If we've necessarily have the time. Would
what
a
are the
short
chances?
Rest be good?
I can take a short rest as well. That would be also beneficial.
Okay.
Right now, I would say it's like 1 a.m. It is like 1. So.
We've got another like 3 hours until Scooter goes to sleep.
Goes to sleep? Or
yeah, no,
wakes
he stays
up
he all
takes
nights
like
on his HoloNet. Thing.
Oh,
you know,
that's why he takes
on.
The like 5 naps in the daytime.
Yep. Yeah,
that's right. Do we still want to like? Do we still want to like win over Scooter? Are we still trying to? We're still trying to do that, right?
I think getting our equipment first so that we can get Scooter. I don't know. I think.
Yeah. I get that.
Here's what I will tell you. So this is from prior knowledge. So. In order for the guy to get everything, it's going to take him at least 2 days.
Two days.
At least because you're like the idea of what you're asking for and to kind of get everything almost prepared per se would take 2 days, which granted is much better. Is much better. Although, if you guys want something dirty and nasty, you guys do have that one timer.
You know, actually, I think that here's what I'll say is I'll be like, do you think, because I think the only thing that really is making me want to go now is the fact that we have our friends coming and we could tell them to not come. Do you think that there's any way that you could do some sort of code to try and tell them to not come. Just do a like a talk, send to them as if you're checking in, but in reality,
I have an idea. Eroa is a god, exerts divine powers over this planet, right, to a degree, and I have a scroll that's supposed to be channel divinity. Probability that that was for Eroa originally. I've copied that spell, right? I'm thinking, what are the chances I could mimic the divine signature of Eroa as I cast out a message ascending and make it like seem like just Eroa's power flitting off?
If you do it tonight, it's gonna be tough. If you give yourself a little bit of time to kind of attune, ideally, like, you would have to spend more time in the, not only in the...
Would 2 days work?
2 days would definitely do it. You could do, like,
is this like an 8-hour spell, like casting hollow kind of thing?
It's more so you need to kind of get the understanding of what this magic is, right? It's not, the spell itself isn't hard, but what you're doing is you're masking your signature under another deity's aura.
Right, like a deception.
Yeah. So in order to, like, understand... Like, basically, you're doing a character study, you know? Okay. So, like, you're saying, like, oh, how does Eroa's magic really happen, right? It's always bold and flashy, opposed to your gentle breezes and things like that. So, like, it's the idea of, like, okay, how do I mask my stuff? And that just takes time to just study.
Time to understand. Form before mm-hmm. you can implement mm-hmm. it in your own way.
Yeah. So, 2 days
would... So, it's possible, but I wouldn't be able to do it tonight. Yeah. Again, rest would be beneficial overall.
I think that we can make that work. I think there's only really one thing that left that I want to do, which is not to get, but at least just to find our equipment.
Right, yeah. I was thinking if we find it, we can't necessarily get it now. People will know what's up.
Yes, exactly.
I
think I can handle that. I think I know exactly what to do for that. Or are you trying to find, locate?
I'm trying to see if there's any ritual spells I could potentially learn in that library to find
it. I mean, I have something I can burn to find them.
Okay. As you guys are, like deciphering this as you guys are in your room, I'm going to say you guys end up just going to, at the very least, like, rest, taking that short rest to sunrise. Okay. So it's, like, 6.
Before then, can I have tried to find our equipment? Search around the house?
Yeah, go ahead and roll and invest. You're going to, okay, roll a stealth first.
So is that what you're about to do?
Roll a stealth first to just not be seen looking for it, realistically.
Okay. Oh.
No way.
That's some good gambling.
No way.
That's...
Oh, man.
It's not that's exactly, good. But that's it's pretty good. Good. That is a 24.
A 24? Fucking, you creak the door open a little bit and spill... A little bit of juice on Scooter's floor that causes Butler to just go over and clean. Oh, Master Scooter, what have I told you about? And you see it. You finally peek into his room. He is just full on watch at full blast watching an insane live stream of this guy going and just screaming.
What's up, brothers? Yeah.
You know,
I don't care Robin Who or Robin Hood. I'm stealing from everyone.
Yeah, I don't care. Steal from the fridge, steal from the poor. I don't care. Robin Who, Robin everyone. That's how I operate. But you see him just like laughing absurdly loud. But with that, Thief in the Night. Go ahead and roll
an investigation check. Wonderful. So this is when I'm going to go ahead and use my portent. Ready for this. I'm going to use my portent, which was a natural 20.
Oh, my God. Go ahead and roll your constitution.
Oh, yeah, right. The constitution. Give me 7. That was another nat 20.
Oh, wow. My God. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
It is at this moment, you actually hear, like, night almost like a whisper. You feel something call to you in this, like, airy whisper.
Ooh.
As your gambler shake up a fucking hand, you look at it, and it's like you can almost feel like a magnetic attraction.
Like there are like twinges of red, and my nails are sort of longer and sharp and elongated, and it's just like
absolutely
pulling.
As that happens, you feel this like vision of a flash, You don't know if it's you in the future. You don't know if it's you in the past. But you see yourself with this blade fucking burning this planet to the ground as you take your sword up high, this monstrous wicked blade, and cut down Scooter Primarch in front of you as you ride up the fucking butler into space.
No way.
The butler that was like this clean, pristine blue, you have fucking raked the side with this weird claw, and then you spray painted it red as you see this once like peaceful, like calm.
I deface one. I deface the wing.
Yeah. Deface, like fully. As you do, you see before, as you almost like instinctively end that vision, all of a sudden you're in a room that you've just not recognize, and you recognize, like, as you kind of take a look around, it's like the office of Viscount Primarch, and you're there, and you see behind like a lock safe is your stuff, is like everything, you know, as you kind of open this, and you didn't even like lock the chest, you fucking went in there with your gambler's hand, punched through the fucking like thick sheet metal and like ripped it out. You see that your hand, your arm is like ripped to shreds, but as you hold the blade, it just like, as it like closes up, and you just hold it, and like, as if you've taken the first hit after not withdraw. After taking a cold stop, after taking a tea break, you take the first hit and you're back in it as you hold this in your hand. But yeah, you go like,
oh shit,
you close it. You take, you,
I can fix this.
You take,
just bend it back
you
into place.
Yeah, you bend it back into place.
Throw a pillow
you
over
take,
it.
You take the blade, you ignite it just a little bit to heat the
yeah,
the
yes, metal. Exactly. That, throw a blanket over it.
Yeah, throw a blanket over it. But yeah, but natural 20, no worries. You look, you see that he even just looks alone. Viscount has been here a lot, but has not opened that safe. He doesn't really open it.
Okay.
So you can tell that like this is just Butler's doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. Sweet.
But
if that's during the same night, I'm just going to immediately go to the library and look for ritual scrolls, start learning. I'm grab a bunch bed. Of scrolls, head out to the forest preserve.
Yes. Bed. You go.
Go to sleep.
Sleep. You are studying as it becomes sunrise. You see that it is like 7 a.m. You see Viscount come out and says, hello, like, you know, greets you all and says, are you ready?
Good morning, Primarch.
Good morning to you.
Or Viscount, excuse me.
Oh,
excuse me.
No worries. I ask.
Just what's up? I'm just mirroring Scooter, you know.
What's up, Viscount?
Before you get inducted, I just have one thing to ask of you, and it's more of a personal favor.
Maybe.
Could you take Scooter out? There's just a
do
bit...
Do you mean, like, kill him?
Oh, heavens, no.
Oh, okay, thank God.
There's a You're couple not... of training regimens...
No, it's fine.
A couple of training regimens outside. And I ask that maybe you mentor Scooter a bit. I know he can be a bit finicky, but I ask that you give him a couple pointers here and there as you are all about to be cutting-edge heroes.
Oh, you mean, like... make him an apprentice or something.
No. Just like
take
spend
him out for a one-on-one.
A one-on-one for a lesson.
Just yeah. Take him out, yeah. Oh, all right. Sure, yeah. I could do that.
Thank you. As you take this moment, you guys...
Someone's got to teach the boy how to live.
You step outside.
While you're figuring out how to talk to girls, we'll study the blade.
I've been studying the blade all night. You were asleep. You can't... No. No, I've been studying all night to do the thing you're asking.
You know, that's fair. That's fair.
You were sleepy, peepee.
You guys are out on their, like, super large yard. You see a couple of, like, basically, like, servants are wearing this, like, sparring gear. And they're out. And they're waiting for you all. And you see Scooter, who's wearing this. And he goes, wearing this, like, ridiculous get up, and he goes and he turns around and goes, oh, Papa told me that you were all going to help me train today, right?
Yeah,
and
that's exactly the plan. We're gonna take you out, teach you a lesson.
We're gonna take you out,
teach you a lesson.
We're gonna
well then,
yeah,
well met. Sorry. I had a little bit... I had a couple pancakes this morning. Anyway, he pulls out this, like, this thin light blade and goes, "Hun God!"
Well, do we get one of those too?
He goes, "Oh, Butler!" Butler shoots out R2-D2 style these, like, thin light blades that are, like, for sparring purposes. And you hold them in your hands. Seems and you guys are, like fighting back and forth. Go ahead and just roll me an athletics roll. I'm going to roll an athletics. He gets a -3.
An athletics roll?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
21.
Got an 8.
The cool thing is, people think that talking to girls and studying the blade, two different things. Wrong. It's the same thing.
God, stop it.
No.
I got a 6, and so Scooter, like, totally disarms me.
Good cop, bad cop. Oh, you got me. And then Durgash, you go, and
fucking Anakin just
And in the moment,
how aggressive you lift is that? Up,
very aggressive.
Very. This is like, we're talking super aggressive. We're talking end of episode 3.
I feel like, are you like a little yellow around the eyes, just like Anakin?
You lift the blade up, and you remember this exact position.
Well,
from your
from
vision.
The vision,
from your vision.
See, that's what I'm feeling right now is like a little bit of just the slightest tinge of menace, and so I'd like to maybe insight, because I don't think you've communicated the vision.
No.
Right, and I feel like that was a deliberate choice.
Go ahead and roll insight. As this happens, goes, "Oh, stop!" And you see that, like, 4 of the people that are trained, they, like, draw their blades at you, like, you know, like, oh, like pull you back.
Yeah.
And they go, "How did you have such form like that?"
Talk to girls. I mean, well, okay, sorry, that's not too helpful. I know it's, once you start doing it, it gets easier. But, you know, form, confidence... I think that there is some sort of, like, natural talent that comes into it. But, like, you know, what you lack in talent, you can always make up in skill so long as you actually, you know, dedicate yourself to whatever you want to do, you know?
Can you repeat that? I zoned out for, like, half of it.
And to, like, cap that off emphatically. All right, emphatically,
so here's what I need you to do. Go to a doctor, ask them about some, like, Adderall. Ask them about, we're going to say about 20 milligrams, ask for a month's worth of that, okay? That's the first way to become a great sword fighter, okay? All right,
Adderall.
Drugs. Here, drugs now, let are me the just, answer.
I'll write that down, perfect.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, is there anything else?
We'll start small, see how much that does for you, see what the dosage is like, if things need to even out, but we'll see.
As that happens,
Phoebe like swoops in and tries to eat my sweaty hair, and I like smack her away.
Gross.
And I cast guidance on myself.
Right? You cast guidance. What are you gonna do? Oh,
the insight.
The insight. Yeah.
Go ahead. Hit it.
And I'm gonna add a D6 to that. All right. And with my how is he combating this? Or is it just an insight roll against something?
Go again. We'll go.
I don't know. So I'm thinking like, I don't know if necessarily there's a deception because as far as.
Well, to conceal something is to deceive.
No,
right?
But I don't think.
But at the same time, it's like, how aware is Durgash is sort of the question where it's like, I don't think he necessarily has the self-awareness to actively try and deceive.
I think, ultimately, go ahead and just give me a flat, like, charisma save.
Charisma save.
Against your insight.
Okay.
You
rolled
see,
a 29.
Yeah, with a 29, you see an insane malicious intent. You see, his one hand is holding the light blade in the air. The other hand is, and I don't think you've really noticed.
It's got that evil thing.
He's got holding, like, nobody's really paying attention to it just because of how, like, like crazy he's being, but his other hand is gripping the red saber and his thumb is twitching on the ignite.
I clock that, and I remember that. It kind of like Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Mr. Hall will remember that.
I feel like, especially with that nat one, and you got a 29.
Yeah.
I feel like it's fine to go even more in fucking detail there and be like, I think that you do see that this is someone who is under the effect of something and not necessarily cognizant of it.
Yep.
Not necessarily aware of it. I would also say that the blade is hidden a bit.
Oh, yeah. No. It's like, no one else can see it, but because of the 29, he can see it.
Yeah. I think, and we don't have to, like, leave this sort of training grounds necessarily, but a later point in time, Mr. Hall is going to create an inverse magic circle on the motorcycle and have that prepared.
It's at this moment in time.
That means it keeps things in.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
It's
nice.
At this moment in time, you hear, ha! Brother, you're home. He throws the stuff in the air.
Glider?
And you see, stepping out, glider, instead of the standard like tall, this one is much bigger. It is both glider and Saquon.
Oh, they're both home.
They both have come home.
Whoa.
And they see
that's messed up.
You are there, and they give you a gentle nod as when you have clocked this, I'm gonna say no roll required. They recognize you from somewhere, and you don't know.
I know exactly where they know us from. Skeeves called them to help us out on the dead planet.
So beyond
it's
that,
it's one of them, bro.
It's one, perchance. But beyond as they that, come home,
can I attempt another insight check to, like,
or history?
To search my history?
Go ahead and go search history.
Okay, I'll take a history.
As they go. And they give you that nod. These people look much different. Instead of the traditional blue and gold, they're wearing this red and silver. As they look, and they are emanating this kind of radiance that even to you guys, you can clock from here. What did you get?
History is gonna be an 8.
You have seen, like, their insignia that they wear. You've seen that, like, regiment before. You are correct in that the regiment has helped you, not specifically him, but
valid.
But his regiment has helped you in that moment in time. But it's at this moment they go, so in unison, who's the new guest? And on that, that is where we're going to end our session.
Epic.
The farm shit. The Funch.
Fungus.
The Cum Show.
You can come now.
You can come now.
Fam, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. If you want to check us out on Instagram at Official Fun Show. Check us out on Discord, The Fun Show. Check us out on TikTok, Official Fun Show yet again. YouTube,